as a statement is true, but when you actually drill down to the actual intricacies, there may be advantages in terms of reducing interest rates. The problem is, as I mentioned before, it's that shift in the debt, that shift in the responsibility from the MUA to central government, from the steam packet to central government, and the quite dramatic changes, because the government in the other month of the past 30 years has been prudent, they've had the balanced budget, they've avoided borrowing wherever possible, and we've got something here which is kind of looking at a level of sovereign debt, and it is something quite radical, and I'm slightly concerned that it's just been waved through as a simple rebranding, that it's debt we've got already, we're going to have an extra $62 million for things like infrastructure projects, whatever that may be. And that is a concern, because if we're coming to Tynwald and saying, we've got a clear vision, we want to invest in health, we want to make sure that Manx care is fully taken forward, we want to make sure that education's got the best basis, then I'd be minded to look at it in a better way. But at the moment, it's kind of $62 million for what? Is it to complete the promenade? Is it to complete existing projects? Or is there going to be new attractive propositions? And I think really the Treasury Minister needs to be clear on that. We need to see what it's going to be used for in the near future.
So will you be voting for this in Tynwald?
I'll listen very carefully to what the Treasury Minister says, but at the moment, I am concerned that it will be difficult to support in its existing format.